The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we're listening to the Simple Blasphemy podcast, and it's a comedy. And I heard an interview of one of the hosts on another show, and he said, yeah, it's just me and two of my coworkers. We're pretty funny, and we just get together and do what we do at work. And I thought, you know what? And here's the thing. I will put my hand up. I'm already prejudiced against the show. I'm really expecting this to suck because you may be funny, but I don't know how well that translates to other outside people. And also, the person that was interviewing him said, yeah, and we also do this on video. And the guy said, ooh, you guys are taking it to the next level. And I'm like, taking an audio podcast and making it video doesn't make it any better if it's not good. So anyway, here's their description. What is simple blasphemy? Having the best time with some of the worst topics. All right, I like that opening line. Weekly roundtable discussions hosted by Zach with a K, Zach with a C, and Andy, we don't really care who hosts it, with occasional special guests. Witty and jaw-dropping topics you never thought talkable, lovingly yanked from the cage and taught to fly under suspicion. Let's try that again. Witty and jaw-dropping topics you never thought talkable, lovingly yanked from their cage and taught to fly. Oh, I get it. Yanked from the cage, taught to fly under suspicious circumstances. Someday I'll actually learn how to read. Special guests have included Boris Pelke from Hello Guy and Gogol Bordello. Never heard of it. Alice Vaughn, never heard of her. Two Girls on Mike, the porn cast. Daniel Classes, never heard of him. And Steve Schiff, co-writer of Don't You Forget About Me, episode 67. And I picked an episode called Explain Your Pictures, Amanda, during the pandemic or something of that nature. And I thought, well, that's interesting because already that's a video thing. So here we go. Loading.
As this episode of Simple Blasphemy is loading, it is brought to you by our Patreons. Keep us commercial free and join our Patreon today.
Technically, it's
patreon.com/simpleblasphemy. Check out our website, simpleblasphemy.com.
Yes. Remember, people, drive safely and have loads of hot, nasty stuff.
Okay, so it's naughty.
It's too late now. This is Simple Blasphemy.
Okay, I can't. This is music for the sake of nothing. I can't hear a thing that guy in the background is saying. Anytime now. Yeah, that was a waste of 15 seconds. Here we go.
Jesus H. Christ.
Wow.
Wow. That was... hey, for anybody that's there, I'm sorry we're late here today.
Oh, no, you're not.
Starting off with an apology is always a good way to start the show.
Interference.
Yes. There were internet anomalies that occurred.
So, welcome to Simple Blasphemy Podcast, all you blasphemers out there.
That's where you should have started.
My name is Zach Ward, and I have here with me always Andy's...
Yeah.
And Mr. Zach Green.
Sorry, man. It's hard for me to laugh. It just makes me want to cough. Ugh. But hey, everyone.
It's hard to laugh these days.
It's that time of the month with Amanda, and it's her birthday.
You're distorted.
All the info on this show, including episodes, guests, Patreon, can be found at simpleblasphemy.com. But here we go. Amanda, how are you doing? It's your birthday.
I'm doing really good.
The green screen is great.
That I can't see.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, I thought you were talking about mine. I was like,
that's what I'm talking about.
And she should get much closer to the microphone.
Oh, I do with no bra.
You'd be a left arm and a head if you were in Zach's place. You'd be doing this the whole time.
I would walk up and
oh my god, like I flex.
It's a great conversation to have before you live.
I flexed twice today.
So long story short, my wife and my sister-in-law jumped in to when we were trying to start the show, causing ruckus.
Don't care.
A little bit of a slip. Who knows?
A little bit of ruckus.
Yeah, we've been drinking with our neighbor. This is how we handle the Corova over here.
We are now 3 minutes into the show.
The Corova Milk Bar.
The Rones.
The Rones.
Corova. Mimiano.
Andiamo. Miami Corova.
Andiamo.
Okay. Andy, take your
Miami, but I did the welcome to Caviero.
Andy, take your microphone and scoot it back like 7 inches. There you
go. Gotta be kidding me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh yeah, because you're super duper loud. But here we go. There isn't a whole
lot. No, I'm fine. Zach, I'm good, right?
Yes.
Use this upside down for me.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple things. Number one, the people that support you on Patreon are called patrons. They're not called Patreons. That's the name of the company. It's patrons. I'm going to give you a bonus tip. In Apple Podcasts, your website is linked to your Spreaker website, which is a media host. But the thing I don't understand about Spreaker, it's really hard to subscribe to your show on Spreaker. So you need to change that to your website. And then everything we just heard is a great conversation to have before you press record. Get it ready and then go live. And I heard on this other show, you said you like to set a limiter to -2 and then turn the gain up. So picture the limiter as a brick wall. And while a limiter can be handy because it'll stop things from going above -2, the more you crank that gain, it's like how hard are you going to hit the brick wall? And eventually that will just destroy whatever hits the brick wall because you send it at the brick wall 100 miles an hour. So the best thing you can do is record at a decent level. So I would look into that. And the beginning doesn't have to be a big production thing. This show is brought to you by our patrons. And here's the other thing. A lot of people are doing this. They'll go to patreon.com/simpleblasphemy. What if something comes out later that's better than Patreon? You're going to have 90 different episodes with the wrong address, which is why I'm using Patreon on a show I do called Ask the Podcast Coach. And I send people to askthepodcastcoach.com/awesome to be one of my awesome supporters. Why? Because later, if something better comes along than Patreon, I just got to change that link. Just a thought. The female host is way too far away from the microphone. I don't know what's going on because I heard in the interview that you are all using the same microphone. It's not about the level that you're squishing in the limiter. It's literally just mic technique. Point this bad boy at the corner of your mouth, get about 3 fingers away, and stay there. That whole thing with the welcome to Simple Blasphemy, why not explain what the show is about? Hey, today on the show, we're going to talk about such and such. And this is the thing. The other thing that really I was like, oh, I bet this isn't going to be, I bet there's room for improvement, is you said we record this live and it's posted within an hour. I would have much better. I would much rather have a well-edited show that only has good content 5 hours later, 10 hours later, 2 days later, than a show that needs a ton of editing an hour after it was done. There are book editors, there are magazine editors, there are television editors, there are movie editors, there are newspaper editors. You get the idea. Why you feel you are, everything out of your mouth is gold. And you didn't say that. I'm putting words in your mouth, but you get the idea. A little editing here, because you finally said, welcome to the Simple Blasphemy. That's where you start. But then even then you're like, hey, move your mic. But no, you do that stuff before you go live. A lot of people think going live is great because when you're done, you're done. And the only time that is remotely true is when you spent a huge amount of time preparing up front. It's like a seesaw. More preparation, less editing. Less preparation, more editing. I do a live show on Saturday morning, and I still have to edit the crap out of it because, number one, I'm an machine. I'm a little distracted by the chat room. And from time to time, I will do things that are very visual. I cut those things where I'm like, hey, check this out on the right-hand side of the screen. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Yeah, that doesn't do anything for my audio audience. So maybe you need to figure out, is this a YouTube channel or is it an audio podcast? And if it's an audio podcast, you have to remember the people listening and start describing things like, all right, you'll see up here in the upper right-hand corner, if you click on that, if you click on that little button, it's a blue button in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll see where this menu will pop down. And one of the menus there is blah, 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 so that you can engage the theater of the mind for the audio listener. So I thought it was interesting that your mentor, your podcast coach, was not calling you out on any of this stuff. And the one thing the person did advise you to do, which was put something funny up front, you said, it takes too much time. So, yeah, okay, it is what it is. The audio, I can't even say the audio quality was good because it was distorted. Here's the thing. You are having fun with your friends. And if that's why you're doing this show, to have fun with your friends, you're successful. And that's a beautiful thing because friendship is awesome and having friends is great. But if you're trying to do this as a business, if you want people to pay money, you have to deliver value. You have to respect their time. You have to, not should. If you want money for this, you have to deliver value. Otherwise, you're just looking for charity. And realize that even if you do deliver value, only about 3% of those people that listen will do that. So have fun with your friends and enjoy this time because eventually you'll stop doing it and you'll have a nice little time capsule of the time when you and your friends did a podcast. Now, if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the $5 button. It is only $5. And if you want a full review, you kind of heard some of the things I went into here with the Simple Blasphemy podcast here, where we go over every part of your podcast, the beginning, the middle, the end. We go over like, why are you doing this podcast? And make sure that your content is in alignment with that. We look at your website. We look at your audio quality. We look at your levels. We look at the flow, everything. Podcastreviewshow.com. It's myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.